Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. This little music from a little band from Texas, ZZ Top. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Marcia Egan. Marcia is an expert at helping managers like you and me get the most out of our teams. She's the author of Inbox Detox. She's the founder and CEO of the Egan Group. Marcia, welcome back again. Thanks for hanging out with us. Give us the website, please.
Oh, the website is marciaegan.com, MarciaEgan.com, or InboxDetox.com, whichever you choose.
So check that out. And we're talking about how to talk to your employees, how to get the most out of conversations you have with your employees, especially if you're trying to make adjustments in their behavior. Marcia, here's a question for you. One of the things that I've noticed as I've employed millennials is that they're really, really, really good human beings. I've really been impressed with the quality of the individual that we've been able to hire. But the other thing I've noticed about them is whenever you get after them a little bit, they have a really hard time with that. They don't know what to do. I mean, when I was that age, when I was in my 20s, if my boss got after me, I snapped my heels together and saluted. Yes, sir, you're right. I apologize. I messed that up. I won't do it again. Won't happen again, sir. It was my fault. You know, that's what I did. It's what my generation did. The millennials, they really don't like anybody putting a fine point on things like that. At least that's been my experience. And I mean, I'm talking about these really good people and doing a great job in general, but if you get after them a little bit, they kind of don't like it. What do you think?
Well, that may very well be true, and it's your observation in your business.
Well, now let me say this: this is not just me. I hear this from other people.
Well, and there are different cultural responses in each generation, but I will tell you this, Jim: no one likes being criticized.
Right.
Absolutely no one. And they are probably responding differently because of the way that generation was brought up.
Yep, and I agree with that. I guess my point is, let's assume for the moment that what I told you is accurate, because I believe it is. How do we deal with that? How do we make, as managers, make sure the behavior gets adjusted without tearing them down, so to speak? It's, you have to handle them a little bit differently.
Well, and I think you have to handle anyone that you're correcting behavior differently, more or less with, I don't want to say kid gloves, but with respect. There are too many people who, when they're correcting behavior, have kind of a disrespect in their voice, like, you messed up, I'm the boss, I have power over you, and you better fix it. And that doesn't work. What I like to suggest to people is assume that they want to do right. Assume that they care about their job. And assume that they can fix it. Sometimes people think people can't fix whatever the mistake is.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they get frustrated. So if you, it's like the attitude is, I believe in you. I got your back. We're on the same team. And when you have a conversation that comes from that angle, they are much more receptive to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, and what I love to say to people is, don't say, I want to give you some feedback or constructive criticism. The minute that those words are used, the defenses are up. Say, would you mind if I coached you for a minute? And people go home and tell their spouses and their families, hey, Jim today told me that he wanted to coach me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm special. And you come at it from an angle of, now, this is what happened. This is why it didn't work. But well, I would love to see you trying this in the future, rather than, you were late, don't do it again, I can fire
what
you.
What about saying something like this? What about saying, Susie, this is the fifth time you've been late in 3 months. Would you like to know what that does to the team when you do, when you're late and everybody else is here on time?
What, you're on to something there, Jim, because what I like to say is 3 points. One is, and you do the talking. You don't let them talk until you finish saying these three things. One is why it's bad for them, why it's bad for the team, and why it's bad for you, the boss. So in other words, I imagine you're stressed out when you get to work, Susie. You're probably a little disorganized and not able to get a good start on the day. Your team may resent you. And, oh, by the way, I don't really like even having to have these conversations.
This is after, especially a repeat offender. It's the old guilt trip your mother would lay on you, right?
Well, you don't really want to do that. You state what's wrong. You state what the ideal state is. As you know, it would be much more useful for you to get to work a few minutes early. And I believe you can do this. Now, what do you need to do to make sure you're never late again? And then you put it back on them. And believe it or not, it actually
I still think a little guilt works, too. hey, Marcia Egan.com, E-G-A-N, MarciaEgan.com. The book is Inbox Detox. Hey, Marcia, good job today. Come back soon.
I will.
See you next time. Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.